Today's here in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Vav Omud Beis. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezras Hashem going to be finishing off the beautiful Siman Tov Reish Sadi as we get close to the very, very end of the sixth and final volume of Mishnah Berurah. And we begin on the very top line with the words of the Ramah. In the middle of the line, Umizeh, based upon the fact that we say that Haman's name should be wiped out, Nishtarvev HaMinug, the Minug has come about, Shemakim Haman Kishikorin HaMagillah Beveis HaKnesses. He brings out from the Avudram that there's a very well-known, famous Minug, that people clap when they hear Haman's name. They bang, they make noise when they hear Haman's name. This is a well-established Minug in Klai Yisrael. And the Ramah says, based upon the Beis Yosef, in the name of the Orchus Chaim, the Ein Levatel Shum Minug. One shouldn't abandon a minhag, or lila galava, to make fun of such a minhag, kilo l'chinam hukbu, because these minhagim were not set up just stamazoi, and therefore they have chashivas and importance to them, and one shouldn't mock minhag Yisrael. Now, let's understand this, because it's very important to understand this minhag of clapping during Haman. So the Mishnah Berurah starts, and he tells us, in Sivkot Nuntes, the Ma'ariel loya choshesh l'hakus Haman. He did not go and bang during Haman, and Hagon Yaivitz, the great Yaivitz, Kosev al Oviv, he writes about his father, Hechachem Tzvi, the Chacham Tzvi, Shoyamake Birokea Biraglo, that he would go and bang with his foot on the ground, Vitofeach Besandlo, and hit with his sandal, Kishigil Ischiras Haman. When they mentioned Haman's name, so he would bang in that way. Vapri Megodim Kosev, the Yotso Schorim Befsedim. The Pri Megodim says, the banging, well, that's nice in and of itself. You're ending up having it worse. You're losing the schar that you get for banging by Haman's name with the loss that results shemavavul in harbe, because it causes people to miss out being yotzi to Megillah. Imagine that, oh, you go home and you say, Baruch Shem, I banged a lot at Haman, but I wasn't yotzi reading to the Megillah. So that's what he's saying, yotzo schar mefseidim. Bottom line is, everybody agrees that if the banging by Haman is going to make you not be yotzi to mitzvah of the mikra Megillah, so that's absolutely the wrong thing to do. Now, the issue footnote number 55 brings down that this was the opinion of the Chafetz Chaim as well. He would just bang with his shoe. The Chenogu HaChafetz Chaim, and this is also the opinion of the Stiplagon, the Chenog HaBen Ishchai, that they all would bang with their foot, Lirkoa, Bahaman, Arishon, V'Achron. And he says that the Ben Ishchai's opinion was he would just bang, clap, step down on the ground and make noise with his foot the first time Haman's name was mentioned and the last time Haman's name was mentioned. And this is also brought down in Muki Arachayim, and this is also the Minog from the brought down in Nite Gavriel for other various Gedolei Chasidus, Lirkoa, B'Pasuk, V'Yislu, as Haman. And they would also bang when they had the Pasuk that they hung Haman and his 10 sons. Now, the issue footnote 56 adds, and he says, "Sha'achshov b'avon oseinu arabim nafochu." He play on the whole idea of the nafochu in the Megillah. Says it again today has become pumfaket the way it should be. Shelo zubuvad. It's not only enough. Shaktanim einu shomim sakriya. The young children come to shul; they don't listen to a word of the Megillah. Elam of alvulin. They banging and making noise and they're turning their gragas at all different points in the Megillah. Mafriin, and they cause shigam hagdolim einu yochol nishma, and the adults next to them can't hear because the kids are banging and making noise. And the whole reason that the fathers brought these younger children to shul was rak lahakul says haman, and that's wrong. There's no mitzvah chinuch. He brings down that you don't fulfill the mitzvah of educating your children to do the right thing by just bringing the shul to bang haman. He says tzorich kol av lahachsir bonav etzlo. If a father wants to bring his son to shul, he should bring this child to shul to sit next to him, sit on his lap, ulashkiach sheyish mues hakriya, and make sure that they listen to the kriya. And then ukishegia koril is korshem haman agagi. When they reach up to Haman's name, rasha yakot lahakos kibinoga, the kid can clap away on the grager. Ach lo sheyes the ikker mataras havasul lebeis knesset. But that shouldn't be the essential reason that you go bring somebody to the shul to listen to Megillah. Final word we'll say on this is found in the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim, and Dibro Mas Vein Labatel. So he brings down for the Morgan of Ram, who has an arichus on this idea that one should not go and be mevatel a minhag. It's not proper to go be mevatel a minhag. So again, Chas v'Shalom, none of these great gedolim are suggesting that you shouldn't clap by Haman, but again, they're all suggesting that one shouldn't make that into the ikar activity, and therefore, one has to be very, very careful to fulfill this beautiful idea of clapping by Haman, and make sure that nobody loses the schar of laning the Megillah because of people making noise either during Haman so they can't hear the words right afterwards, or certainly to make noise at any other point in the Megillah reading. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah of Kodesh Samach. He writes, "Bitzarech haChazan lishtok oz beishamakin." The Chazan has to be careful. Chazan here means the one who's lighting has to be careful that everybody's making noise, that he doesn't keep on reading. Kadesh Yishmu kulam kriyaso. So he has to wait till the banging stops before he continues reading the Megillah. Since it's very, very easy for a person to go and miss out on pieces of the Megillah because they're banging. And some of them, they bang again and they bang it wrong different times. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah tells us the very good important idea. Everybody should properly do this. So while they're reading Haman, you have your Chumash in front of you, or if you certainly have a Kosher Megillah in front of you, read the next word or two. So in case they bang and you can't hear the Chazan say it, you already Yotze by saying that word. Even if you don't hear the next word from the Chazan, so Mimonoshach, you heard it by yourself, and therefore you Yotze. As we already said, Kamosha Kosher Siv Dalet. The Prima Godim writes the same thing. Everybody should have a chumash in front of them. If you can read from a Megillah, better to have a Megillah in front of you. But if you can't read from a Megillah, so then you should have a chumash in you, a print the chumash that has all the words in it clear with the nekudos, so you'll be able to say every word. Anything you don't hear from the one who's laning, the chazan is the one who's laning, yikra min chumash. You can say it from the chumash, and this way you'll be yotzei. Now we go to the final sif in this beautiful siman, sif yud ches. The Mechaber writes, Megillah b'yudalit b'tesvav tzorech lachsor achar asorah. When you're laying the Megillah on both yudalit and as well those that are in walled cities, they're laying it on tesvav, you should try to make sure you have a minion with you laying the Megillah. Nu v'miyev shor b'asorah, but if you can't get a minion together, 10 kosher boys above the age of bar mitzvah, men boys above the age of bar mitzvah, then koronos obyochid. You are allowed to read it b'yichidus. It's not a davar shebekdusha, but since it's a davar b'fahesi, you should try to read it with a minion if possible. Mishmur explains to Kotin Samachalov, Hainu b'yudalid le'yaros, it's all about, of course, laying on yudalid in the regular cities, v'tesvav l'bukof, and then the 15th in the walled cities. And the Mishnah says, "Verosel Omer." What the Mechaber is telling us over here is, "Avshu bizmana." Even though you're reading at the right time, "Vika b'sumi nisa b'lavachi," and there still is fulfillment of the idea of publicizing the miracle, even without having a minion. "Shakol korin b'sumana." Everybody else is reading it at that time. Nevertheless, "Afilu hochi tzorich litroach." You should try to trouble yourself. "Lekabitza sara." You should try to get a minion. "Shu be'esa kriya b'shum b'sumi nisa." That elevates it to a higher level of b'sumi nisa. "V'chol shekein." And certainly, "im hushalob bizmana." If you're ever reading it at not the right time, for example, "Kigon hamafarish b'yam." Somebody's going on the ocean, and he's not going to have a Megillah there. Vayotzi v'shorah, he's going on a caravan. They know motzi Megillah. He's not going to have a Megillah with them. So lo'olichim, and he can't bring it with him. The mutal ha'akta b'l'kros l'kodim sh'yotzi. The din technically is you could read it earlier on your dalaf, your beis, your gimel. As we had already explained, kanal b'simin tofresh peiches sif zayin. Nevertheless, we don't do that. But if that would be the case, then you definitely would need to have a minion. Or odimisrami yom tezvav b'shabbos. Or when tezvav comes out on Shabbos. Now this does happen. This is what happened last year. Those that live in the walled cities, lahakti v'lekros will be every Shabbos on the 14th. Kedisa shom b'sif bavitz. We already learned. So bevaday in that situation, tzorich lekabitz asar lekriyosa. Then you must get a minion according to this. Ubezeh od chom yosa. And it's furthermore stricter. The elek asara. If you don't have 10, lo yivarchu amukafin alev. Then you're not allowed to make a bracha. Now this issue footnote number 58 brings down. V'avshe b'shana zu kulam korin osa be'every Shabbos. Even though everybody's reading it on every Shabbos that year, so you would argue that's not called not reading it at the right time. So the Shaar Tzion in Siv Kot Nun Tes brings down Shemikol Mokom Hakriya Nidchasa Mizman HaKavua Shel Tesvav. It's still read at a different time than you normally do. V'dina Kakriya Shel Bizman, and therefore it's called reading it not at the right time. However, the Chazon Ish disagrees. Chazon Ish says Shemason Azu in a year where everybody's reading on Yedalit, Nechshevus Lekriya Bizmana. That's the normal time. Aflimu Kofu for the walled cities. Kivin Shazu Zmana Kriya Lerov Olam. That's the proper time to read it at that in that situation. The Yesh Bazeh Pesumi Nisa. That's called Pesumi Nisa. And he says, therefore, he says you can read at the bottom line with even without a minion with a bracha. Now, I just want to read also in the Shaar Tzion, Ost Nun Zayin, where it brings down. Getting back to the point that the Shliach Tzibur obviously stops reading when they're banging for Haman, he says, to have a long break when they're banging for Haman is not right. He brings down for the Prima Godim that you're really not supposed to have any long pauses. It's supposed to be an Igeres, and you're only allowed to take a little Neshima, a little breath in between the Psukim or in the Prakim to just catch your breath. But you shouldn't really have long pauses because of Haman. In any event, getting back to the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Samach Beis, he writes, V'im Beis Hu Karon Osoa B'tzibur Beis HaKnesses, if you're looking for a minion, and there's a minion in the Beis HaKnesses, Oz Afilu Yesh Lo Meya Anoshim Beveso, even though you have 100 people in your house, Mitzel Elech L'shon, better to go to the Beis HaKnesses, Mishum Berov Am Hadras Melech, because it's better to go read this in a large contingent in the public. The issue footnote 59 brings down, somebody comes late to shul, however, and he misses the brachos, so then he's allowed to go and lay it by himself. This is a maila to read it in Berov HaMadras Melech, but not enough that you should miss out on the brachos, which are an essential part of the Megillah laning. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, V'chei Misha Haya Beiso Somuch L'Veis HaKnesses, if somebody is living right next to the shul, and the windows are open, Chalonos Pesuchos L'Veis HaKnesses, and he can hear them lighting in shul. And we said that the Baal Kriya has in mind that anybody that intends to be Yotzei is Yotzei, and the person listening say, well, listen, I'll sit in my house and I'll be Yotzei. Nevertheless, Tzorich Leilech L'Veis HaKnesses. No, Bedavki should go to the shul. L'Kul Yama Mishum Berovam. Everybody would say he should go there because of Berovam Hadras Melech. It's not enough just to hear it in your house. And he says, Ayin Debir Halacha, we has an entire Arichas about this in Dibra Maschel, Tzorich Lasser Achar Asara, Ayin Shom. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagor, the Eishli Stapek in Noshim Mitzarpus Liasara. He brings out an amazing din from the Hagos HaShri that says, it's possible that women could count for this total number of 10 for Pisumi Nisa. Again, this is not Chas V'Sholem to be misunderstood, that this is allowing women to participate in a minion, because this has nothing to do with a minion. A minion requires 10 adult males above the age of 13. This is not a minion. This is Pisumi Nisa. It's not a Dovah Shebekdusha. And therefore, the Hagos HaShri says that it's possible that maybe 10 people, including women, are going to be Makayim this idea of Pirsumi Nisa. And now Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkot Nisamach Gimel, the Efshar, the Kevin, the Rak, Mishum Pirsumi Nisa. It's nothing to do with a minion in the classical sense, but it's a din of Pirsumi Nisa, publicizing the miracle, Sagi Apinoshim. It's possible that women would be included in this as well. However, he says, Ayin the Prima Godim, the Midalo Hiske, Harav, Kitanim, from the fact that we don't include Kitanim over here, Mashma de Siule, the Kitanim Vadeim, it's Starful Asar, that certainly the children can't be included towards this 10, the labnei chiyuvu dinu, because they're certainly not obligated. Women are obligated, the children are not. The chiyuvu nirak mitam chinuch, and the children only obligated als chinuch. The issue for number 60 brings down, and the chazanish, shadas arzuru of aramban, shenoshim mitzdarbos. In fact, he holds, the arzuru and the ramban say, that they would be included in the 10 required to have pursu menisa. And he says, what about those that say the women are not included? So he brings out for the Prima Gadim, Mishum Pritzutza, because this is going to lead to inappropriate activities, that the men and women get together, and it's going to lead Chas V'Shalom to immoralities or inappropriate behavior. Or alternatively, Mishum Shiitochen, Shinoshim Chayavos Rak Bishmi V'lo B'Kriya, they're only obligated to listen and not to read it like the men, Kanoshim. V'tzor Shakol Asor, you b'nei also su Chiyav, V'chein Pasav Kasav HaPrichodosh. So the reason that they can't be included is because you need to all have the same level of chiyuv, and for the women, maybe only to listen and not to actually read it. Then he says, "Ominyan shel noshim if ne'atzmon." If you have more than 10 women together, so lefi atamim shuvo le'el mashrish shekishehein b'fne'atzmon shein b'zeh pritzus ukulam b'nos chiyuv echad mitzdarfos. They could, in fact, then go and be considered as if that's pursumi nisa. And he brings this down as well from the shelus shuvos salmos chayim shemitzdarfos le'asara. In that situation, there's no pritzus; it's all women, so they would. And this is the opinion as well of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Rav Yashiv Zatzal. They also hold this way. Finally, the bottom paragraph, Ulinian Tzir of Yoshin, can you count the person who's sleeping towards this 10? So he brings down, Sha'av Shel Inyan Tefila Mitzvah L'Asara. Technically, you can have a minion made up by such a person. However, in regards to the Megillah, he's not Mitzvah. Mishum Shem Megillah Tzorech Asar L'Fer Sumei Nisa. You want to publicize it, and if he's sleeping, ain't Pirsum Hanes. There is no Pirsum Hanes. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Vim karu osa betzibur ve'ezu yochel lo shema." If they read it in the tzibur, but then an individual didn't hear it, so yuchal likros afilu l'chachila biyochid, then that individual certainly can go read it by himself. Howel the karu osa biyosu yeh biyasar, because that's the normal day that they're reading it, and everybody else read it in the minyan. He, for whatever the reason, couldn't make it. The guy was a surgeon, and he was in an operating room, and he couldn't hear it with the rest of the shul, so he's allowed to go and read it for himself. I have somebody read it for him. It's brought down the Beis Yosef in the name of the Aruch Haschaim. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Samach Dalet explains that Nes Kvar Nisparsi, because that community had already publicized the miracle, the Lekarav Mishum Berov Am, and he just isn't fulfilling the idea of Berov Am Hadras Melech, and therefore Lo Matrichina Le Lemichna Fasar. He doesn't have to call up 9 people and beg for a favor, come and listen to the Megillah while I lay it. I bought the Kaimalon, the Afi Meshlo Minion, Beveso, Afilu Hochim, Vatan Tamatora, Vavoda, Lelech, Velikros, Betiva, Bishum, Berova. I, we said, even a person has a minion, he should not learn read the Megillah in his house, but it's preferable for him to go to the shul and read it there because of Rob Am Hadras Melech. So that's Hossam, Halo, Hatsiba, Mizumalfon. That's because they already have a minion there in the shul. So don't read it in your house. Mashe King Hocha, here, this poor guy, the surgeon that was out in the operating room when they were laying, Lasso Sibra and Machoiv, he to go make his own minion, he doesn't have to go and do so. Of course, if there are 9 other people that didn't lay in, of course he should do so. Not everybody agrees to this. In this situation, he should try to get 10 people, 9 other people besides himself, if at all possible. Then the Rama continues and he says, when an individual does read it, bisman, even though he's not reading with a minion, he brings it from the Beis Yosef, he does in fact make a bracha. And the Mishpura says, obviously he wasn't able to get a minion, and therefore he's allowed to learn it himself and make the bracha. Or in a situation where the person, as the Rama had said previously, wasn't able to get to a minion, so then he'd be allowed to go read it himself with the bracha. Sivkot and samachvav bismana lafuke, as opposed to imkare yachid osa shlo bismana. As we had said, the individual is reading on a dollar few bases given because he's going off on a caravan or on the ocean, and he's not going to have a megillah with him. Could go and karachin hamukaf mchoma the mesrami yom tesov shalhem b'shabbos, or the situation we said for the walled cities like last year when tesvav of Adar came out on Shabbos, so they were reading on Yudalit. The Kohanim of Erev Shabbos, they're reading it on Friday, like the Yudalit people. V'hu Koriyos of Yachid, and therefore, if he's reading it by himself in that situation, lo yivarech lebuchol gavni, he shouldn't make a bracha according to this. The Chanal b'siv katan samach aleph, as we already said in siv katan samach aleph. Again, there were those that disagreed with that. I show them back in what we said a few minutes ago. The issue foot number 61 brings down. When you're reading it at not the right time, so we had brought down in Simon Tofrei Peshches, Siv Katan Chav, Sheitochin, Sheketanim, Mitztar Filasar. There, Ketanim could count towards the 10. Hovu Rak Mishum Persuminisa. There, it's pure Persuminisa. And he brings down from Steinman's Zatzal, Shedavko Lekriya Shalobizmana, Yitochin Shemitztar. And the children could be possibly Mitztar only on Yudalif Yubezu Gimel, on a day that it's not the day, or on Tesvav for the walled cities that are reading it on Yudalif. Kivin she'ein lo din kriya, because that's not a full-fledged kriya, that's purely persuminisa. Ve'en ala b'shum persuminisa, shari lo shalob b'zmano, because it's not reading at the right time, mash'ein ken lin kriya b'zmano, as opposed to the reading on the right time, that you're not allowed to do. Finally, the issue for number 62 brings down that the Chazon Ish holds like the Ramah, which we said, hiskel l'das Ramah, that in fact, that the Yochid can read it and make a bracha, and he holds, she'ein chiluk b'zeh be mizmana shelo b'zmana. The Chazon Ish holds that even if it's not the right time, a person could read it and make the bracha. With this, we conclude this beautiful Siman Tov Reish Sadi and today's shir.